The first understanding is that compassion is a natural instinct. It's a basic human capacity that all humans have. It's not like some people are born with the single compassion gene, and they will be the ones who are helpful and caring and kind, and sort of the rest of us are stuck with a limited compassion that maybe only extends to a few. It seems like the capacity to notice suffering and respond to suffering of others, even beyond our small circle, is a basic human capacity. And yet, it also competes with other basic human instincts and capacities. And that means that while compassion is always a possibility, it also is sometimes really hard to access. That we can have a lot of responses to suffering that are not compassion. Compassion is competing with a very basic human desire to avoid suffering and to escape suffering. And so sometimes instead of feeling compassion and acting with compassion, we see suffering and we turn around and run. We go into denial. Sometimes we feel suffering so deeply, we actually experience a desire to escalate suffering rather than relieve suffering. We have a human instinct toward revenge, punishment, that are fueled by anger. And sometimes we can even, when we're aware of suffering, go into a state of self-focus or self-comparison, where we start to weigh whose suffering is more intense and whose suffering is more deserving of help or compassion. We can go into a kind of competitive suffering, or even the sense that our own suffering really isn't that big of a deal. And in many ways, this natural capacity for compassion can collapse under the weight of these other instincts and emotions. And it's really important to understand them if we want to strengthen our capacity to choose compassion as our response to our own suffering or to the suffering of others. And the last understanding that I've come to is that compassion is a skill, really a set of skills and a set of intentions that we can strengthen. You can't just say to yourself, okay, now I'm compassionate. I'm feeling compassion. I'm going to do compassion now. But there are mindsets and there are states of the body that we can consciously cultivate that support our ability to choose compassion. There are attitudes that we can develop, reflections that we can take that make it more likely that when we are confronted with suffering, our first response will be compassion and not anger and rage or revenge and punishment or despair. And so my intention for this program is to actually help you do that. We're going to explore the many dimensions of compassion, including how it affects us, how it affects other people around us. And we're also going to explore what gets in the way of compassion to actually bring a kind of mindful, compassionate acceptance to all those things we experience around suffering that aren't quite compassion. And we're going to look at how to access compassion in the face of suffering, whether it's our own suffering or other suffering. And that really is the idea of strengthening compassion as a value that we can commit to and a response that we can train in. And along the way, we'll also consider the benefits of strengthening compassion in a way that I hope will inspire you to commit to compassion as both a core value and a way of life.